Welcome to the first in a series of podcasts discussing a revolutionary OD project delivered with Conswater Homes in Belfast that's all about bringing the future to the workplace of today. This project has been a true facilitator of change. The organisational mindset and that of individuals within it has transformed over the last year or so, with input from all and the opportunity to create an environment where the changes have become established as business as usual. Productivity, personal growth, and connection to the customer have all registered a step change forward. This has culturally reorientated the organisation in a way that has made it more resilient and better able to exploit future opportunities. At the heart of the change sits a newly shaped colleague proposition, Conswater Connect, enabling Conswater to continually make strides forward in retaining and attracting talent by creating a new competitive edge in the employment marketplace. Our podcasts over the next month or so are conversations with a range of key contributors to this project, documenting their journey and views on the progress made. And I'm delighted to continue these conversations with Stephen Cullen, Housing Officer at Conswater. Stephen, welcome and thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you for the invite. Great to be here.
You're very welcome. So, Stephen, what was in your mind leading up to the start of this project? What were your hopes and your fears?
The fears always come to mind first, don't they? Probably like anybody, any thought of any kind of change is always a bit disconcerting. So I would have been a bit concerned about how I was going to impact how I was actually able to do my job, with the, particularly with being at home part-time. Am I going to be able to offer the same service as before? We'd have quite a tight-knit office too. So the thought of change in relationships, that was a bit of a worry as well. And I guess you're always worried about unintended consequences. You know, this was something brand new. So how was it going to play out? How would it look? The things that we hadn't have predicted, that was a concern. But I did kind of sense as well that there is an opportunity there, and certainly anything that offers a better work-life balance, you know, is always appealing. Whenever we started this project, my kids were quite young, you know, 2 and 4, so quite an active time and lots going on at home. So the thought of kind of less travel time to work or a different way of working was something that really did appeal.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. And what have you found in terms of, you talked there about the relationship side of things. What have you found? We are starting to sort of have more conversations with people that talk about keeping those relationships going whilst you're working in a more hybrid and flexible way. How has that worked at Conswater?
Yeah, I mean, the interesting thing is you worry about change and then what's surprising is how quickly it becomes normal. So you develop new relationships and yes, of course, things change, but we find now that because there's a mixture of people being in and out, you maybe find yourself spending more time with people that you wouldn't always have been with before. So I suppose you develop new relationships. You hope the old ones endure, but it's interesting that you get to build new relationships. So that's been quite an interesting thing as well.
Yeah, and it sort of feels, sort of building on what you said there, it feels like more of one organisation and not a number of teams, if you like.
Yeah, absolutely. And that does help whenever you're then spending time with, as I say, people from other parts of the organisation that you wouldn't always have been with. But definitely with the hybrid model, that has certainly changed and been a very big positive, I think.
Yeah, excellent. And so what are some of the specific changes that you've seen as a housing officer, Stephen, as a result of the work that's been done?
Yeah, so one of the big things that has happened for me, certainly with being at home, and I hadn't really predicted this, kind of a feeling of a bit of space or room to breathe. You know, it's great being in the office. It's busy. It's a dynamic kind of an environment, but it can be quite reactive at times. There's a lot happening. And being at home, one of the things that actually happened was, with that bit of time to think, we had worked on a couple of projects, policy procedure type things, actually with tenants, where we were able to take a step back and look at some changes we wanted to make in our department, specifically around antisocial behaviour, and fairly big projects that I don't think we would have had the chance to do, certainly as quickly or as well, if we had still been 5 days in the office. And there's also, particularly in our role dealing with tenant facing, you know, you are faced with quite a lot of sensitive conversations, quite a lot of difficult conversations with tenants. And I have certainly felt that our relationships with tenants having those conversations has been better whenever we're able to have them at home, again, with a bit more space, a bit more privacy than in an open office. So I think actually in some ways we've probably been able to offer a slightly different service, but a better service maybe.
Yeah. And how have your customers, your tenants reacted overall to that?
Yeah, very positively, because we've been able to kind of gauge that even through my work, because we've been working with tenants whenever we were looking at some of the antisocial behaviour policies and the changes, and even any of the conversations. I think people always kind of respond well to the personal touch and the feeling that they really are being given time and listened to. And I think it just is that little bit easier to do that at home, as I say, whenever you have a bit more space.
Yes, yeah. And so the obviously the things that you've sort of focused on have been around the flexibility and work-life balance and the service to tenants. I know that we also touched on the sort of empowerment side of things and how different that feels now at Consorta. Do you want to say a little bit about that?
Well, I think we're in a lucky position where we've got a lot of long-standing members of staff who are kind of well trained in their job and very capable. And I think everyone has reacted positively to that kind of bit of autonomy. Some of the projects I actually mentioned were staff led rather than, I suppose, management led. And it's kind of nice to be able to go and come with your own ideas and suggest we would like to go on ahead and do that. And it's really great to have the backing as well.
Yeah. Okay, that's great. So what next do you see for the future workplace at Consorta? What would you like to see that hasn't been tried yet?
Yeah, that's always a tricky question. I think probably the biggest thing for me is to be, I think we've been really good at being open-minded and open to change. I suppose you never know what may come up that may accelerate change. So being open-minded to the possibilities is always a good start. One of the things for me that I think would be interesting to look at would be the kind of physically how the office works, so how we have things laid out, even reminded the ideas like hot desk and or other ways to kind of keep on amalgamating the different departments together to kind of create that one team idea. I looked at some idea around soft furnishing areas, just things that help create a good atmosphere. I think they're always interesting. And I think the kind of the overarching thing from my point of view is that we've shown through this project that there's good trust running both ways from the senior management team to ourselves, knowing that even with this change, we've been able to continue to deliver the service. So hopefully whatever change comes in the future, we can just kind of keep on building on that trust. And I think that's a pretty important thing for any future change.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, trust sits really at the heart of any organisation, between the between staff members, between the sort of leadership team and the organisation. And it does really feel as if that's something that's been a really overtly massive change at Consorta, and a shift from what was probably a more sort of paternalistic type culture, if you like, to something that does feel a lot more empowered and people have more accountability and responsibility. Would you agree with that, Stephen?
Yeah, I think that's probably a fair enough observation. I suppose we probably weren't out of step with other organisations. We were probably relatively conservative. And this project has allowed us to kind of look at that and through a new lens. And yeah, I just think it's quite an exciting thing, and it's great to feel trusted and to feel empowered.
Yeah, absolutely. That's brilliant. Thanks very much, Stephen. And thanks all for listening. And look out for the next podcast in the series, reflecting on bringing the future to the workplace of today at Consorta. Thank you.